Bethel Whitchurch, church where everyone is welcome.
Welcome to our new podcast, where we'll be regularly sharing thoughts and encouragements from the blog to help us in applying the Bible to our daily lives.
Introducing a new discipleship program launching in Bethel in September. Bless. When I was younger, my favourite Christian band by a good mile and a half were Delirious. Many people knew them from their earlier days, but I was first introduced to them by their big hit Deeper from the Ship of Fools album. After a U2-inspired guitar riff, the whole band drops down to just the drums and the bass, and then Martin Smith begins to sing, "I want to go deeper, but I don't know how to swim." I was an instant fan, and have been ever since. There's something about those words that have stayed with me. The passion to go deeper with God, but the not knowing how to. Maybe you felt that at times, hearing others share their story or their vision or their passion and just wondered, but how do I get from here to there? There's also the problem that the ways in which people get there differ greatly. For some people it all started with a word of prophecy, for others it was in the laying on of hands, others have dreams, visions, callings, others hear from God while they sip their Starbucks on the morning commute, others up on a mountain retreat, for some it was one significant conversation, for others many. I guess some learn how to swim over many, many months of practice, and others need a shove in the deep end. The trouble with testimony is that it can only ever be descriptive and not prescriptive. Like any good artist, God has a recognisable style and flair, but that doesn't mean he's likely to create the same painting twice. Like the shepherd boy David, struggling even to walk around in King Saul's massive armour, when it comes to stepping out in faith, we can often feel the need to ask God, "Do you have anything in extra small?" But there's good news here. Disciples aren't mass-produced, they're handcrafted. When it comes to how God crafts us into the likeness of Jesus, he has a variety of tools in the box that he chooses to use. Just look at Jesus, he is a master craftsman. With someone like Philip, Jesus challenges him and pushes him forward. With someone like Peter, Jesus is infinitely patient in reeling him back in. With John, Jesus sits and talks and questions and explores. With Thomas, Jesus lets him ask all the questions. None of us start from the same place or have the same gifts or personalities or struggles or questions, but in each of us, Jesus is patiently nurturing and he wants to lead us on deeper, deeper still, because whoever we are, there is always more. So much more. Deep Sea Diving 101. So how do we go deeper? Well, whichever disciple you look at, one of the key elements that is consistent in each case is the time they spent with Jesus. Listening to him, watching him, and then together imitating him in all kinds of ways. What must that have been like? Would you like a taste of it? My heart behind Bless is to draw together a small group of people who are serious about following Jesus. We're going to spend time really leaning in to five key areas of Jesus' teaching and to try and let Jesus do the talking. We're then going to decide together what next steps to take and support each other in the ways we feel the Holy Spirit might be guiding us. It's something that's been on my heart for some time, but I really sense that the Holy Spirit is saying, now is the time. More contagious than Corona. All I would really love to see is that this group then divides in the new year and leads the course for others, so that the theme of discipleship really spreads and grows organically right through the church, refusing to change the conversation, refusing to change track, deeper. That's where we want to go, so deeper we must swim. As restrictions are lifting, the leadership team are praying and talking a lot about how we can start to rebuild. And many of you will have heard me talk a lot on Sundays and at open house meetings about the three pillars: connecting deeply with God, connecting deeply with each other, and connecting deeply with others. And I'll be sharing a lot about what that might mean for us here on the blog and the podcast throughout August. But Bless will be a big part of the first pillar, how we plan to connect deeply with God moving forward. For far too long, we've taken Sunday morning attendance as a measure of where someone is with Jesus and not really worried about anyone until they haven't attended for a couple of weeks. But showing up is just the beginning. We need now to move deeper. So who's with me? If any of this resonates with you and you'd like to be part of the first Bless group beginning mid-September, please do get in touch with me. I would love you to share the journey with me.
Thanks for listening. For more, please go to bethelcardiff.org.uk or find us on Facebook and YouTube.
Bethel Whitchurch. Church where everyone is welcome.